of our nation. Lord,
if I close heaven for rain not to fall, if I send locusts to eat up your crops, and if I send sickness,
declaring your authority,
my people who are called by my name humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn away from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal the land.
Of the Holy Spirit, 300 eyes stretched across the sea. Lord, let the ways and
you have to make a decision today because of the power in forgiveness. You ask yourself, you want your marriage to work. And that is the reason. One of the solutions of making your marriage work is to forgive. Thank you. We praise your mighty name. We thank you for this moment, time that coming together, humble, contrite in our spirit, for our nation, for our people, and most importantly, individually. We commit our life to you, our families, our nation. We thank you for this moment. God of our nation, God of our people, God of our forefathers, we pray over our nation, O Lord. Seal and cover every provinces, every Tikina, every Asana, in the mighty name of Jesus and with your precious blood, Lord. We thank you for this moment as we are about to partake the Holy Communion. We commit our life to you. We commit our leaders. We commit churches, the Vanua, especially our young people, our children and our babies. We thank you, Father God, for this time. What a time that we come together as a nation, partaking this Holy Communion together. We commit our life to you. We confess that we are sinners. We fall short of your glory. We need your love. We come before you, Lord, because we know that we are unworthy in your eyes. We thank you. We give you the glory and the honor. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray and we say, amen and amen. Greetings in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's so wonderful to be here again this morning on this program, 10:30 to 11:30, name God of our nation. And we thank you and we are really blessed this morning that we can have the Holy Communion. And if you are at home, please prepare the bread, represent his body, and also the wine represent his blood. And we thank the Holy Spirit for guiding us through this time, the time, the things that we face every day, and the problem that we are going through. Nobody is immune to what we are facing, but we have our God on our side. And the Bible says, when I'm with you, who shall be against you? When I'm on your side, who shall be on the other side? So greetings again from the studio here in Suva, to those of you that are watching live from your sitting room, and you can partake with us through Holy Communion that will be conducted here live to our nation. And our leaders, we invite you, and the Vanua, the government, and also the Lotu, and even the family as we sit together. What a good time, what a precious time that we can come together as a family this wonderful morning. And we thank the Holy Spirit, his presence is in this place. And we know that there are other teaching and preaching that we've been through this morning.
And we are going through such a wonderful time in the presence of God. And here we have Taltalangasi Sulasi Ravunikau and Taltalangasi Tsosayatiko. Hallelujah. That will be with you to serve you from this platform. As you can see, we have Holy Communion prepared before us today. And before we partake the Holy Communion, it's something that Jesus said that we have to do. And that is throughout the community, Christian community, whatever name, whatever denomination, and whatever ministries, everybody, we come together when we talk about Holy Communion. So we will read through some scriptures that was recorded in the Bible, the importance of Holy Communion. It's a time that we renew our vows, our commitment, our loyalty with God, because He already done it for us. He already done it for us. So we'll ask Taltalangasi Rabu to read to us the Bible verses pertaining to this, and then we will ask Taltalangasi Tiko to read in Fijian.
Hallelujah. I will read to us the scripture. It talks about the wine. That is from the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 11, from verses 25, 26, 27, and 28. We'll talk about, this is talking about the drinking of the wine in reference to the supper. This is what the Bible says. Then after supper, Jesus took up a cup of wine. He said, drink from this cup, because it is the new agreement. God has made this new agreement with my blood. Every time that you drink from the cup, do it to remember me. Verse 26, every time that you eat bread together like this, you are telling about the Lord's death. You eat bread and you drink wine together. You are showing that He died on your behalf. You should continue to do this until He returns.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What a wonderful scripture. And imagine that what Paul said, the continuation of the directives, the instruction Amen. That Jesus showed the disciple, which Taltalangasi Tiko will read in Fijian, what was recorded in Matthew.
Matthew 26. Sapang kono bos ni kelu, ia ni resahkan tiko sa tauran man rai ko cisu, ia ni sa lutu tagawati, sandovia kasulia veira na tise peli kakaya, taura kania onggo na ngonggu, sa angkai tauran na bilo ko kaya, ia ni sa baga binibina katagawati, sa sulia veira kakaya, do ngunu kevekina, onggo na nubun ra ni viala latibou, sa libiraki, ena bukun rai lewunga, membokko dikina na ipalapalata.
Talgastiko ni... ni volati kungori na kospeli Matthew eh
men
waka induna dona kale busa mbito berto na monitora ngo Jesus Kristo eh waka kabioti dobiana manrai sangai sule berto merto bana no makina na ka sa sadaka na vitala nongo vitala noti ko ni sa So it's something that we have to do as Christian, and I believe it's a good time while we face with problems and financial situation, economy downturn or recession. It's a time that we must remember Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah, it's a time to remember Jesus, not only as individual. But as family, husband and wife, for those that are ready to perform this Holy Communion, the Last Supper, with us from the studio here. And I believe a lot of people, they are also ready to do it with us this wonderful morning. Kami kena voltambu, wili katal mandana namandai. Kani voltambu.
Ia dirasakan tiko satoran
manrai kucisu.
Salut takawati.
Kembali, Father, in the name of Jesus, we commit this bread to you.
Jesus.
Thank you, Father God. This is what you did then. Because this is the commandment, instruction, directives.
Thank you,
to those that will take the gospel, sharing your word, your love, your grace, and your mercy. We commit this bread to you. We thank you for the bread. And we pray for your blessings in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Will you get the man to
Ni sarkana tigo sa tora na manray ko tisu, ye ni salutu takoti, sandovia.
Salutu takoti, sandovi.
Kasule beiro na tisepele.
Dua. We can tell nga na parong tumay, Roni Dovia na manray. Tos tali.
Kakaya, tora kaniongo na ingongo.
Arsa tora na manray, arsa kania. Trangastiko, thank the Lord for the bread that we are partaking.
Lord Jesus, we thank you for this wonderful morning. Thank Father, thank you for this precious time, O Father, to remembering your body.
Thank you.
You died for us. Thank you, Father, for those that are tuning in live from the comfort of their home, Father.
Yes.
Father God, you are the bread of life. Thank you, Father, that bread of life, which is you, Jesus,
thank
will
you,
manifest into our hearts. The disciples and Jesus did this because of the Passover that allowed death to walk past them when they were in Egypt. Father, the same Passover they did in remembrance when the Son Jesus Christ was crucified for our sins. We thank you, Father God, for the healing of our land.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father God, for the life that will heal the sickness, infirmity. Father, we partake it this morning
you,
for the glory of your name. Bless those that are having partaking the bread this morning. Comfort of their home. Some are listening in their cars. Mm-hmm. Some are wherever they're listening in from,
thank
Father.
You,
from the leaders of the government, the Vanua, the church, the 14 provinces of this nation,
yes,
the Pacific region,
thank
and
you,
the global wise, they are listening this morning. Father, we know that we partake the power of resurrection, Father, which is your body, Lord Jesus. We give you the glory. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then continue, Talgase, Suli, with the wine.
Praise the Lord. And then after the supper, Jesus took up a cup of wine. He said, drink from this cup.
Okay, this is the wine. Blessing of the Lord. This is the wine, blessing of the Lord.
Amen.
And continue.
Because it is the new agreement. God has made this new agreement with my blood. Every time that you drink from the cup, do it to remember me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So every time we drink the cup, the wine represents his blood. It's a new covenant.
Yes.
So it's a new covenant on our individual relationship with God, individual relationship with the people around us, and especially we are doing the Holy Communion today for our Vanua, for our nation, for every Fijians that live on this land or they are already abroad. And I believe that this is the cleansing of the land.
Amen.
The open opportunity for us to come together, remembering the blood of Jesus Christ to cover and seal and cover from the problem that we face every day, from the problem that we face every week, every month, regardless. I believe that by partaking the blood,
amen,
of Jesus,
Jesus.
It's a new covenant.
Yes,
that means that we are new person in the eyes of the Lord.
Amen.
Let us drink together.
Jesus.
Just thank the Lord for the wine.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful moment. We thank you, Lord, for your
hallelujah
love.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Show to us to grow your thank you for the demonstration.
Thank
of the
you, Jesus.
And the wine is so clear to us, and we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity. We thank you for letting us realize the opposition in you, that we must do this to remember you,
yes,
all the time.
Lord.
This is a continuation of the things that we need to do in life, the beneficial of it, and we thank you, Lord, for this morning. Not only to the family, not only to the government, but to the nation as whole.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Father, thank you for the individual that have taken up their position this morning. to come before you through the deliverance of the bread and the wine this morning. We give you back the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. I pray over those of you that are partaking with us in the mighty name of Jesus. New beginning, a new time, renewal, realign, readdressing ourselves. And we believe the bread and the wine this morning put us into another page, a page of walking with God. We know that nobody is 100%, nobody is perfect, but with God, everything is possible. So we are blessed this morning by coming together and do the Holy Communion together. And we thank you for doing it with us, and we bless you as you are about to sit back, and we will take a small break as we are about to share with you and to also ask the two senior pastors to share the goodness of God in their life. And I believe that we'll be encouraged, enriched by the powerful testimony that these two gentlemen will share with us today. Then we will go to the Word before we end our program today.
Lord of foundation, Lord.
If I close heaven for rain not to fall, if I send locusts to eat up your crops, and if I send sickness,
declaring your authority,
my people who are called by my name humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn away from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal the land.
Of the Holy Spirit, 300 arms stretched across the sea, Lord, let the waves.
You have to make a decision today because of the power in forgiveness. You ask yourself, you want your marriage to work. And that is the reason. One of the solutions of making your marriage work is to forgive.
The wine, blessing of the Lord.
Amen.
And continue.
Because it is the new agreement. God has made this new agreement with my blood. Every time that you drink from the cup, do it to remember me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So every time we drink the cup, the wine represents his blood. It's a new covenant.
Yes.
So it's a new covenant on our individual relationship with God. Individual relationship with people around us. And especially, we are doing the Holy Communion today for our Vanua, for our nation, for every Fijians that live on this land or they are already abroad. And I believe that this is the cleansing of the land.
Amen.
The open opportunity for us to come together, remembering the blood of Jesus Christ to cover and seal and cover. From the problem that we face every day, from the problem that we face every week, every month, regardless, I believe that by partaking the blood of Jesus, it's a new covenant.
Yes,
that means that we are new person in the eyes of the Lord.
Amen.
Let us drink together.
Jesus.
Just thank the Lord for the wine.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful moment. We thank you, Lord, for your
love. Hallelujah.
Love.
Thank you, Jesus.
Show to us to grow your Thank you for the demonstration.
Thank
of the
you, Jesus.
And the wine is so clear to us, and we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity. We thank you for letting us realize the opposition in you, that we must do this to remember you all the time.
Lord.
This is a continuation of the things that we need to do in life, the beneficial of it. And we thank you, Lord, for this morning, not only to the family, not only to the government, but to the nation as whole.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Father, thank you for the individual that have taken up their position this morning to come before you through the deliverance of the bread and the wine this morning. We give you back the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. I pray over those of you that are partaking with us in the mighty name of Jesus. New beginning, a new time, renewal, realign, readdressing ourselves. And we believe the bread and the wine this morning put us into another page, a page of walking with God. We know that nobody is 100%, nobody is perfect, but with God, everything is possible. So we are blessed this morning by coming together and do the Holy Communion together. And we thank you for doing it with us, and we bless you as you are about to sit back, and we will take a small break as we are about to share with you and to also ask the two senior pastors to share the goodness of God in their life. And I believe that we'll be encouraged, enriched by the powerful testimony that these two gentlemen will share with us today. Then we will go to the Word before we end our program today.
Lord of the nation, Lord of...
If I close heaven for rain not to fall, if I send locusts to eat up your crops, and if I send sickness,
declaring your authority,
my people who are called by my name humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn away from their wicked ways. I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal the land.
Of the Holy Spirit, 300 arms stretched across the sea. Lord, let the waves and...
You have to make a decision today. Because of the power in forgiveness. You ask yourself, you want your marriage to work. And that is the reason. One of the solutions of making your marriage work is to forgive.